I'm not doing nothing.
Shouts and confusion during an ICE raid on New York City's Canal Street. Tonight, the Department of Homeland Security responding after the enforcement operation prompted backlash from Democratic officials in New York.
None of this is about public safety. It is about fear and chaos.
DHS saying this was a targeted raid, resulting in 9 arrests of suspects in the country illegally, with criminal histories including robbery, assault, domestic violence, and drug trafficking.
We arrested criminally illegal aliens that have horrible rap sheets. So is that the people they want to protect? I don't think so.
And new details on this operation that ended in gunfire in LA's popular fashion district. This video shows officers arresting Carlitos Ricardo Perias, who documents ICE activity on TikTok. Prosecutors say when federal officers tried to serve an immigration arrest warrant on Perias, he repeatedly rammed officers' vehicles, his spinning tires creating smoke. One ICE agent fired his handgun, wounding both Perias and a deputy U.S. Marshal hit by a ricochet.
Almost daily, we have 2 to 3 of these ramming incidents, which is a deadly force. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's putting our officers and agents at risk.
Tonight, Perias's attorney says he is described as a pillar of the very community he was arrested in.
And a lot of members of that community, they depend on him for knowledge as to what's going on around them.
Morgan joins us now live. Morgan, I know our reporters have just broken a story about recruits trying to join ICE ranks.
Yeah, Tom, in the rush to hire these new federal immigration officers, one current and 2 former DHS officials tell NBC News that recruits are going into training before they've completed the agency's vetting process. DHS says that most recruits have former law enforcement training and have already been through other training as well.